This is Susan Vibrock, Telluride Inside and Out. And by now, this is a familiar conversation. I'm speaking with Sasha Cuccinello. You know she's the artistic director of the newly formed Telluride Theater, formerly Squid Show, and formerly The Rep, now Telluride Theater. And they are presenting, Telluride Theater is, its very first musical in the tradition of the Telluride Repertory Theater, which had a spring musical annually. This one is the 25th annual Putnam County Spelling Bee. Hey, Sasha, thanks for taking time
Hi,
out of your
Susan.
Incredible schedule to join me. Hi there. So
thank you.
How did you and Colin Sullivan, who's your executive director, go about selecting this very first musical under the banner of Telluride Theater?
It actually was my decision, but we have an artistic subcommittee with Telluride Theater consisting of, I think, two or three board members, and we actually sat and talked about the musical because I know this is one of the important things from the Rep, you know, in terms of the merge. It was a very important thing for them to bring back the musical. Mm-hmm. So we wanted to make sure that we were doing right by them. And, you know, we brought our ideas, they brought their ideas, and my first choice was the Putnam County Spelling Bee. You know, we talked about it, we made a long list, a short list, all this stuff, and we all thought that this would be a great way to kick off the musical. It's a smaller cast, you know, it's not as a big budget, big showy musical as they've done in the past, but it's a great first go, you know, to bring back this great tradition.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you very, very much. And can you get a little more granular about this? What appealed to you most about the book for Putnam County, and what also on the distaff side, what challenges does the script represent?
Well, I think what really appealed to me was that first and foremost, it's been an extremely popular and successful show. Not only did it have over 1,200 runs on Broadway, it won several Tony Awards, and it's traveled all over the country, and many, many theater companies have produced it. So mm-hmm. in terms of a show that's popular and people can relate to and it's fun to go to, that really was appealing to me. I also love the story. I think it's really fun and funny. It's about middle school students at a spelling bee, and you know, some of them are going through puberty, and some of them are just in that awkward phase. And you have these great characters. You know, it's really a character-driven play.
Okay.
So for me, that was really appealing. And the challenges have been the score. I mean, I gave the music to Bobby Schaefer when I was first thinking of it. She's our music maven, and Bobby was like, no way can we do this, and I was like, we can do anything. So it's really challenging, but Ethan Hale, who is our music director, and Bobby Schaefer, who's our pianist, have been doing amazing, like, great work with the cast. We have Anna Robinson, who teaches music at the school. She helps out a bunch, and Elizabeth Forsythe, who's an amazing musician, who helps out a bunch, so it's really a team effort to pull this all together.
Fantastic. Thanks for that answer. So, hidden behind the glasses and the pimples and the insecurities, what are the messages that emerge from Spelling Bee? I mean, it occurs to me it could be something about embracing small victories in life, finding self-esteem where absolutely none appear to exist, but I don't want to over-egg this particular pudding, but mm-hmm. what do you think are some of the messages that emerge, and what have you tried to bring out?
I think that, for me, when I read about these characters, that everybody comes to life with their story and from their different backgrounds, you know, and we all have our own set of challenges and our own set of things that we're dealing with and trying to overcome on a daily basis. And you see these characters in a microcosm, you know, in this specific world of this challenge of the spelling bee. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they're all trying to win. And, you know, it's really about winners aren't everything, you know. And I think when you're that age, it is, you know, it's the biggest thing in the whole entire world. But it's about making friends and putting yourself out there and trying things that are new. There's a lot of different great messages that are in this play.
Okay. Thank you. The production values in your last show, and I'm happy to have an opportunity to say this publicly, the last show, Alice Underground, were absolutely astounding. The costumes,
mm-hmm.
the sets, the lighting, the block, everything. So
yeah.
Who is backstage supporting you here? Are there easy names that come to mind, or is the list just
yeah.
too long?
we have a great team, and this is, you know, this is really not the first time, but a large part of this merge was me as a director wanting to work with design, you know, and really elevating our design. Mark Worth, who is a part-timer in Telluride, he's here for the winters, and he basically manages the Palm. He's doing lights and set design with the help of Anton Vidit's Ward. And
oh, wow.
Costumes, again, will be Melissa Sumter, and Dean Raleigh's helping us with sound. So we have a great design team. Everybody's on board and really excited about the play and trying to elevate it in terms of design. So, you know, I actually chose this play because it doesn't have a huge amount of design, so it's not like, you know, things are changing and all this stuff, but we're going to add a few elements to, you know, make it more theatrical.
Great. And finally, the cast. You know, in reading some of the names, some of them are familiar, some not at all. Do you have just a sort of blanket comment on the cast? It's pretty extensive.
Yeah, we have a great cast. You know, the show is small. It's 9 characters, but I added some chorus members, and I was astounded at the musical talent that came out to audition. It was amazing. I just was really overjoyed with the vocal talent of this town. And we have some great newcomers as well as some Squid Show and Telluride Theater standards. Colin Sullivan's in it. Ethan Hale is in it. Elizabeth Forsyth, who is in Dude and Bro. And then we have people that you've never really seen on stage, like Anna Robinson, who's a music teacher at the elementary school.
Yep.
Taylor Clay, who's a singer around town. Stuart Barber. Tom Shane, old Squid Show actors in it. I know I'm forgetting a million people.
Megan McCormick.
Megan McCormick. Megan McCormick is newly on stage, and she's very excited. And Alyssa Dixon, who's a librarian. Jimmy Wilson, who is amazing. So Emma Walker Silverman, we have a great, she's a beautiful voice. So we just have a really fun cast of people that have been doing theater for a while and people that are really just dipping their toes in who are so open and excited about the play, which is so, so refreshing and great.
Wonderful. Well, I'm sure we could both go on and on, but I know that you're in tech and I know that your time is severely limited. So thank you for this.
Thanks, Ruth.
Your enthusiasm is infectious, and I really think
everybody should come see this play. It is an amazing, amazing show.
Okay, you heard it. This is Susan V. Brock, Telluride Inside and Out, from an extremely tired but extremely enthusiastic director of the 25th Annual Putnam County Spelling Bee. I've been talking to the one and only Sasha Cuccinello. Sasha, thanks so much.
Thank you, Susan.
Bye.